Today is Monday, November 15th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So much happened over the weekend. So, we left and drove to St. Louis on Friday evening, and it was a uneventful drive. We stopped and had dinner, and I can't remember now if it was on the way there or on the way back that we had. I don't remember what we had, but it's unimportant. Oh yeah, we stopped and I think we picked up something because I was taking over the drive. Mark started. We usually, when we go on a road trip, especially the one to St. Louis, we'll split it into two, and Mark will do half and I'll do half. And he doesn't like to drive in a big city. I mean, not that St. Louis is a big city, but it's bigger than where we live. And he doesn't like to deal with all the traffic and everything. And so he usually will do the first, at least when we leave, he will go, you know, he'll start the trip and then I'll take over halfway and drive to St. Louis. That way, once we get there, I can drive around and he's not nervous or stressed or whatever. And so we stopped to get food. We got Culver's burgers and fries. They call it a butter burger. I don't know if it's because they cook it in butter. I'm not really sure, but they call it a butter burger. And we got some fries, and they have these pretzel bites that we like. So we did that, and then we drove the rest of the way. We ate in the car because I don't mind eating while driving. And we wanted to get there, and so we got there, and we parked. It's interesting because we were going to do, I never do valet, and I said, you know what, we'll just do valet, it's late, whatever, we're only going to be here tonight. There's not going to be much tipping of the valet driver because, or valet person, because we're only going to get the car out once, so that's a few bucks or whatever. I think normally it's because I want to tip when people need to be tipped, but I feel like valet is one of those money sucks because every time you put your car in and out, you need to tip somebody. If you're a tipper, which I am. And I never have cash and it's just a problem. So normally I wouldn't select valet, but I said, okay, well, we'll do valet this time. And so we drove up and we were about to get out and unload our stuff and everything. And the valet says, oh, are you checked in already? Blah, 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 blah. And we said, oh, no, we checked in and we're using the mobile app. By the way, it's a Marriott that we stayed at and the mobile key did work. So this is the first time that we've used the Marriott app and actually had a mobile key. We did not have to talk to anyone at the desk. And so and then he says, oh, I'm sorry, we're only doing valet for this big wedding that we have tomorrow. If you're not in the wedding guest list or party, we're not doing valet for you. You can do public parking. And I've never known a hotel to stop doing valet for normal customers and only do valet for an event that they're having at the hotel. That made no sense to me. Like, how do you do that? So when you're reserving the ballroom for the hotel, do you say, oh, and by the way, we want your entire valet lot. we don't want you to do valet. I've never heard of that before. But anyway, it's fine. We normally do self-parking anyway, and it was very close. And it was a parking garage, and there were plenty of spaces, so it wasn't a big deal. But we hadn't paid for that, and so, you know, and we're like, how do we do that? When we drove up, we like asked people, how do we do this? And they said, oh, you can just pull a ticket, and then, you know, you can talk to the hotel. Well, and get a hotel key so that when you go in and out, you know, you can use the hotel key. Well, that became a problem. So anyway, we spent the night. We just took our, you know, brushed our teeth, everything, got in bed. It was late. And we basically, you know, just slept there. When we got up the next morning, he had told us, oh, you need to get a hotel key because you can't use your mobile key to get in and out of the parking garage. So there, so, you know, mobile key is not completely integrated because you can't use it in the parking garage. You need one of those plastic room keys. And so Mark went up. So we had to go to the desk anyway. And he's like, hey, we parked in the garage, blah, 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 but we didn't pay for it. And we need to be able to get out. And he said we needed a key, but we are also checking out. And the lady said, oh, no problem. I'll give you a key. And also I'll check you out. Do you want me to email it to you or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So we get the car. We have the key now. We go through the thing. We try to touch the key to the machine. It doesn't work. Now, luckily, there was a lady in the booth and she called them and they said, yeah, it was just like they said, oh, no, there's no, they didn't pay for parking. It was just a big mess because you can pay, you can prepay for parking. And I don't know if the lady didn't tell Mark this or if there was a miscommunication or I don't know, because I didn't go up to the desk. It all worked out, though, because we had taken the little ticket the night before. So we gave her the ticket, paid her at the booth. It was no big deal. It was also cheaper than what the hotel would have charged us. So but it was just kind of like, oh. So we had a Pokemon event, and I want to talk. So Laughing Buddha on Twitter has been, you know, commenting about we've been playing this bingo game on Fitbit, which you'll start a game and it has this bingo card with all these tiles on it, but each of the tiles, instead of being like B57 or whatever, it's a number of miles walked or a number of steps walked or a number of time walking or, you know, whatever. And the way you complete a tile is by, you know, using by accruing steps or miles or minutes in Fitbit. And it's a way to, you know, stay in shape. And Mark and I walk all the time. So Daniel had said, hey, you guys should, you know, do this. And so we both signed up. And I started a new game Saturday morning because Mark and I were doing Pokemon, and it was an event and it's an outdoor thing. And you're walking around catching Pokemon, spinning Pokestops, you know, doing stuff in gyms, et cetera, et cetera. But you're walking around like and the event was from 9 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. And so Laughing Buddha has been on Twitter complaining because he's like, because Mark has already won the game that I started on Saturday. We're just now on Monday and Mark won yesterday. So it was literally, I don't know, 30 hours after I started the game and Mark won. And it was a 6-day game that I set. But we walked so much at this Pokemon event, and Laughing Buddha's like, well, I think this is rigged. I don't know how people are winning so quickly, blah, 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 blah. I walked 10,000 steps on Saturday and I was only able to activate like one tile. And I don't know. I didn't write the Fitbit app, so I'm not really sure. And I know he's not complaining to me, but I feel like I want to say, well, we're not cheating. Like, I wouldn't even know how to cheat. It's, you know, we walked all day long and I didn't win because I had a haircut and it took about 2 hours. I had to leave, drive to my haircut, which was about 20 minutes away. In a suburb of St. Louis. And then, you know, my haircut took about an hour and then I had to drive back. And so I was close to 2 hours not walking because I was driving and then sitting in the chair and getting my haircut and all that kind of stuff. So Mark had a whole bunch more steps than I did because he was walking the whole time I was getting my haircut. But I don't know what to tell Laughing Buddha because we didn't cheat. I don't know. And we haven't figured out exactly how, because I don't think the tiles are the same for each person. I think the tiles somehow assign you a number of steps and time and all that based on either your average number that you normally achieve or the goal that you set. I'm not really sure. I haven't figured out what it is, but I don't think it's the same for each person. So if you're Kathy Bacon and you walk like 30,000 steps a day or something, maybe your tiles are higher to challenge you. I don't know. Like, I really don't know. But we're not cheating, is all I'm saying, Laughing Buddha. We signed up. We walk. And we, you know, click on the tile and complete it. That's about it. But anyway, so we did. So we played Pokemon. That was fun. And then we drove back. I got my hair cut, and we finished playing Pokemon, and then we drove back. And we stopped at Waffle House on the way back. I like Waffle House. I love the bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich and the hash browns covered and chunked. Chunked does not sound very appetizing. It sounds like when you throw up and you say you blew chunks. But it's chunks of ham. So they have all these things you say. Like, I want hash browns. I want them scattered, covered, smothered, chunked, gunked. I don't know. I'm just making stuff up now. But each of those modifier words is some sort of thing that they're doing to the hash browns. So scattered means, you know, normally they'd be in a tight little ring. They scatter them. You know, they break them up and scatter them. And then, you know, covered is cheese. So they put a slice of cheese on top of it. And anyway, so that I like cheese and ham on that. And then they serve, it's bacon, egg, and cheese on Texas toast. So good. Oh my God, it's so good. They serve it with pickle slices, which I put on the sandwich. And then I get mayonnaise, and I put mayonnaise on there, just like a packet of Hellman's mayonnaise or whatever. So good. Then I also got a side of grits, and I put a whole lot of sugar in my grits. I'm not going to lie. It was so good. But the thing is, and I don't get it very often. Mark doesn't really care for it. He chose it. He was just thinking about me. I'm like, are you sure? Because we were trying to pick something fast, but that we could also sit down. So we didn't want to go to a restaurant that would take a long time. And usually Waffle House is pretty quick. But we go in, and there are Waffle Houses at every exit along the highway, just about, you know, there's Waffle House. So it's easy to find one. But, so we walk in, and they have a sign on the door that says, please be nice to our employees. They've made the decision to come in. There's an employee shortage. And I know this, a lot of the fast food restaurants, especially the chicken, KFC, Popeyes, have both cut their hours in our area because they don't have enough employees. And apparently Waffle House is having a similar issue. So we go in, and there's only two guys there. And the guy who's waiting on us says, I'm sorry, guys, you're gonna have to wait a little bit longer than normal because I'm not even a waiter. I'm a cook. But we don't have any waiters right now to come in. And so I'm waiting tables. But they reduced the number of tables to like two tables and two bar stools. That's all they could serve. Luckily, it wasn't too busy, and the food was great. I mean, it was really good. The other guy who was cooking did a great job. I really enjoyed it. And then we drove the rest of the way home. Nothing else much happened. And we walked yesterday. I mean, we had church yesterday and did some shopping. We're trying to figure out what floor to put in the gym. We're converting a bedroom into a home gym. It's a small bedroom. But it has carpet in it. I really want to put a harder flooring. And I'm having trouble finding someone that would install those rubber gym floors. But also, our hardwood has been discontinued. And so we went to Lowe's yesterday. And they didn't really have a good solution. So I don't know what we're going to do. But I'm still working on that. And we did our grocery shopping and all of that kind of stuff. All right, I'm out of time. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.